The two men, both in their early 40s, were part of a group riding in the Mud Lake Flat area, about a mile west of Smith-Morehouse Reservoir in Summit County. News reports say about 4 o'clock Wednesday, someone in the group jumped off a rock and triggered the avalanche and nearly swallowed the two of them. A forecaster with Utah Avalanche Forecast Center, Evelyn Lees, tells KPCW it was a very close call. Both men were found but seriously injured.
A couple of motorized assisted snowboarders, two of them triggered a slide. They were buried, caught, buried, recovered, but at least one did sustain very serious injuries. But luckily at the end of the day, everyone survived and they were, and with SAR helping, I think they got out by about 10 o'clock. That just shows you how dangerous it is in the backcountry right now.
One of the men was pinned against a tree. The other, who had a malfunctioning beacon, was buried. Fortunately, he was able to end up near the top of the snow where he was found after nearly 8 minutes.
One was totally buried, except the tip of his board was sticking out, and that's how he found him. He didn't have an avalanche beacon that was functioning. They had turned it off. And the other person was more on the surface, but hit a tree and broke both their legs. So the group got it together and was able to get out and get search and rescue to help get the injured people out.
Making things even worse, the snowcat that the group had hired to take them to the top of the slopes broke down as they were headed back down the mountain at about 8 p.m. Eventually, 3 people from the group were able to make it to Oakley and contact police. Search and rescue crews reached the men near Smith-Morehouse Reservoir and used a medical helicopter to take the man with the broken legs to a hospital in Salt Lake County. The man who was initially buried is said to be in okay condition. Lee says the slide measured about 4 feet deep and several hundred feet wide. The avalanche danger in northern Utah and the western Uintas has been extremely high, and that dangerous, human-triggered avalanches are likely to continue in this reporting area. Up-to-date conditions, of course, can be found at utahavalanchecenter.org. All backcountry travelers, she says, need to have proper avalanche emergency equipment with them at all times. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.